South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is A Victorious Life, Part 2. My text says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Reasonableness is crucial for maintaining community. It is the disposition that seeks what is best for everyone and not just for oneself. The Lord is at hand emphasizes the fact that Jesus will surely return as judge and will hold people responsible for their deeds. Paul does not specify when this will happen. Paul echoes Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount that believers are not to be anxious, but are to entrust themselves into the hands of their loving Heavenly Father, whose peace will guard them in Christ Jesus. Paul's use of guard may reflect his own imprisonment or the status of Philippi as a Roman colony with a military garrison. In either case, it is not Roman soldiers who guard believers. It is the peace of God Almighty. Because God is sovereign and in control, Christians can entrust all their difficulties to Him, who rules over all creation and who is wise and loving in all His ways. An attitude of thanksgiving contributes directly to this inward peace. Think about these things. The Philippians are to fill their minds with things that will inspire worship of God and service to others. Beyond having a proper spiritual outlook, the Philippians are to practice what they have seen Paul doing. As they make progress in this way, they will find that it is not simply the peace of God, but the God of peace, Himself, who will be with them. Paul thanks the Philippians for their gift to him and ensures them that God will in turn supply all of their needs. Paul is grateful for the Philippians' support, but he wants them to know that even in difficult circumstances, he has learned to be content. It is a good work to come to the aid of and help a good minister in trouble. The apostle was often in bonds, imprisonments, and necessities, but in all, he learned to be content, to bring his mind to his condition and make the best of it. Pride, unbelief, and a vain, strong, and consistent desire after something we have not got, an inconstant distaste of present things, make men discontented, even under favorable circumstances. Let us pray for patient submission and hope when we are lowered in prestige, for humility and a heavenly mind when exalted. It is a special grace to have an equal temper of mind always, and in a low state, not to lose our comfort in God, nor distrust His providence, nor take any wrong course for our own supply. In a prosperous condition, not to be proud, or secure, or worldly. This is a harder lesson than the other, for the temptations of fullness and prosperity are more than those of affliction and want. The apostle had no design to urge them to give more, but to encourage such kindness as will meet a glorious reward hereafter. Through Christ, we have grace to do what is good, and through him, we must expect the reward. And as we have all things by him, let us do all things for him and to his glory. The secret of living amid life's difficulties is simple. Trusting God in such a way that one can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This does not mean God will bless whatever a person does. It must be read within the context of the letter, with its emphasis on obedience to God and service to God and others. Paul depended on the power of Christ at work in his life. I can through Christ was Paul's motto, and it can be ours also. The Living Bible puts it this way. I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. The Christian has all the power within that he needs to be adequate for the demands of life. We need only release this power by faith. Let us remember that as we as Christians, no matter what life brings our way, can have contentment through the power of Jesus Christ if we have faith in God and do what he tells us to do in his word. The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history enters its second day. By Samantha DeLuya, CNN, updated October 5th, 2023. The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history is now in its second day after more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers began walking off the job on Wednesday. The striking employees who work across California, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon are presented by a coalition of unions that comprise 40% of Kaiser Permanente's staff. Nearly 200 workers from Kaiser facilities in Virginia and Washington, D.C. joined the picket lines for a single day on Wednesday as well. Employees and union representatives with the Office and Professional Employees International Union, Local 2, march in a picket line as they strike outside of the Kaiser Permanente Springfield Medical Offices in Springfield, Virginia on October 4, 2023. More than 75,000 employees at Kaiser Permanente began one of the largest healthcare worker strikes in recent U.S. history on Wednesday after failing to resolve a dispute over staffing levels. The work stoppage is set to end early Saturday morning, but the coalition said it is planning a longer strike in November if a new employment contract is not negotiated by then. In a statement on Wednesday, Hillary Costa, a spokesperson for Kaiser Permanente, said negotiations between the coalition and Kaiser ended without a settlement, but a number of tentative agreements in bargaining have been reached. On Wednesday, Kaiser also agreed to across-the-board wage increases for the first time in bargaining. However, Carolyn Lucas, a spokesperson for the union coalition, said in a statement Wednesday that frontline healthcare workers are awaiting a meaningful response from Kaiser executives regarding some of our key priorities, including safe staffing, outsourcing protection for incumbent healthcare workers, and fair wages to reduce turnover. Striking workers call acute short staffing dangerous. The union coalition is demanding higher pay, among other benefits, including a strategy to fix a chronic staff shortage that workers say has left them overworked and burnt out, especially in the wake of the pandemic. employees in a wide variety of roles at Kaiser are on strike, including nursing staff, dietary workers, receptionists, lab technicians, and pharmacists. Drew Anna Isaiah, a ward clerk transcriber for Kaiser Permanente, who is on strike in Los Angeles, told CNN she's often the only person manning her unit due to a lack of new hires. Isaiah's role requires her to help coordinate patients' rooms after they leave surgery, including booking beds for patients in intensive care. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified and died a painful death on the cross for our sins. However, after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants us to live a victorious life. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is focus. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God, instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. Don't get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see only our immediate problems and burdens, but God sees the whole. He sees the present and the future. He wants to lift us above ourselves. He wants us to focus on everything in light of his plans. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Keep your heart, mind, and soul on God because he sees the whole picture and he knows what is best for you. You can trust him because he loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word, and focus on carrying out God's plan for your life.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Are you hungry for more of God's presence? Are you seeking a deeper life in God's word and in worship? If you answered yes, join Pastors Robert and Athena Fisher at New Covenant North Deeper Gathering, December 9th, 5 p.m. at Palm Beach Gardens Marriott, 4000 RCA Boulevard. Visit our Facebook page.